Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Dropo moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Breeding moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Breeding moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Daly moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daly tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Hansen moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. John Sitoris now pitching. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Jim Busby. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is hit by the pitch. Hansen moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Al Pilarczyk. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Triandos tags and moves to third. Stevens tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to third. Stevens moves to second. John Briggs now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Triandos scores. Stevens moves to third. Breeding moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Lump reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Lump moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Orioles. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Triandos moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Stevens moves to third. Breeding moves to second. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bob Davis now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. Stevens scores. Breeding moves to third. One out. It's 9-3, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 10-3, Orioles. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle throws the ball into Lump, who tags Gentile trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brandt scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 11-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing first base. Clint Courtney now catching. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Carey moves to second. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brandt juggles the ball. That's an error on Brandt. Carey moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.